Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The mature body weight of the U.S. cow herd has steadily risen over time. While larger cows may produce slightly heavier calves, they require more feed than moderately framed cows, impacting overall profits. SDSU Extension Forage Field Specialist Kim Ricardo explains the most efficient cow is one that remains productive under adverse conditions, like drought, requires minimal inputs, maintains body weight, and consistently weans a calf.
I think the biggest benefit to having those moderate frame cows, particularly in a range and forage-based system, is that we tend to have increased carrying capacity with the smaller cows, simply because they have a little less nutrient demand, if you will. They just require a little less feed to keep them going, so we're able to graze more of them on the same land base compared to those larger framed cows.
According to research, a 1,500-pound cow consumes about 8 pounds more dry matter per day than a 1,000-pound cow, requiring roughly 4 more acres per animal, depending on forage productivity. In other words, Ricardo explains, the same acreage can support 35 additional moderately framed cows.
Our income is primarily generated by the number of calves, you know, we wean. And so, again, with those smaller frame cows, we're able just to carry more of them on the same land base, which in turn means we're weaning more calves and generating more profit.
In addition, the 135 head of moderate cows are likely to wean 11,000 more pounds of calf per acre base than larger framed cows, generating $55,000 more revenue at today's prices. Find the numbers on the beef page at extension.sdstate.edu.